Yeah, and let's talk with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin, this morning about the wind, because it is going to be windy, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds today and tomorrow, and who knows, maybe stronger gusts. What do you think, Jeff? You going to be able to handle that wind?
Sounds like a good day to go bass fishing, doesn't it?
You mean find a bay that's a little...
Yeah. What would be wrong with that? Get into one of those little back bays and or one of these small 200-acre crappie lakes.
Ooh.
There's a lot of stuff to do. Man, I'll tell you what, the crappies finally put themselves where they're supposed to be, according to me, and it's really good crappie fishing right now. We had a little tag on the end of Wednesday or Thursday. I guess it must have been, maybe it was Tuesday. Anyway, doesn't matter, because in about an hour and 15 minutes, we put all of our limit of crappies in the boat just like clockwork.
Oh, man. What do you think turns them on?
Well, it's not that they're turned on. It's that they finally are completely out of their spawning areas.
Okay.
And they're into that level two. You know, they come out of the really shallow stuff, and now you've got these nice weeds. There's about three or four different kind of weeds that are really good for crappie fishing. You know, if you see these patch of cabbage weeds in 8, 10, 6, depending on your lake, you know, that kind of not quite the deep water, but not quite the real shallow water either. That first little flat that you come to, especially if you've got a little deep hole or a known area where you've seen crappies spawning in the past, you find those weed beds that are out on that mid-depth, and they'll stage in there for a while before they start to go out into that deeper water. During the summer, they'll come and go. They'll be in the weeds, and then they'll be out in the deep, and then back in the weeds. And they're famous for making a little run through the weed bed during the evening time. If you can't find that cabbage patch, then coontail will do the job. The grass line, you know, the type of grass that you look at and you see sort of reminds you of wild rice, excepting it's growing too deep. That nice, straight, green grass line, crappies will move into that stuff as well. So, and all it is a matter of slipping a bobber on there and a 16th-ounce jig or so. Take your pick what kind you want to use. Maybe put a crappie minnow on it. Maybe just use a little tube jig or something like that, piece of plastic. They're very aggressive. All you have to do is find that spot. They're really feeding right now. So, good idea. Something to do on a windy day.
And Jeff, do they hang out in that area for, I mean, you know, moving back and forth for a good part of the summer?
Well, my experience is that this first little go-around after they finish up with their spawning, when they're really in these weeds, it lasts you maybe 10 days or a week, and then they start to roam a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll find that the newest, best green weeds that are starting to emerge for the summer. And then later on in the summer, you're going to have weeds every place you look on a lot of these lakes. And so the crappies have got lots more options. The bait fish and the insects are going to be every place so that they can come and go kind of at will. And then you'll see on a lot of lakes that they'll move out into that 20, 25 foot during the day. They'll just be sort of roaming around in open water, evening time, that last hour of daylight. Then they'll make a little cruise along the weed beds. Or really hot days, summer days, they'll be right in the weeds, heavy in the weeds, where you know they're in there, but you really can't even figure out hardly a way to go out and fish them, because
sure.
The stuff is so thick that you can't get anything through it, and sometimes you just have to wait until they move a little bit on those days. Really hot weather, just wait for that evening, or get up real early in the morning and try to catch them.
So it sounds like you're outside getting ready for the day.
I'm outside attempting to put the finishing touches on my new boat.
Oh,
yeah. I got everything screwed on, hooked up, wired in. I'm adding the seats right now and trying to finish up just the last couple of things. I was hoping that I'd maybe be able to take it with me and use it today, but I might be one more day away. And actually, right now, what I'm doing is walking in circles. The chickens think I'm going to feed them, so they're driving me crazy. They're gathered around me, and I'm trying to find a place to go where they'll leave me alone while I'm talking to you.
It's all right. It's good sound, and we're all about like sound here.
It's like having 60 little dogs following you around.
So did you end up with the same type of boat again?
Everything's the same. Got the Alaskan again. This will make 7 of them for me, and the same, the entire same rig I got. I like that. You know, we talk a lot about the four-stroke motors these days, but strictly from a fishing point of view, this two-stroke, this OptiMax that I've been using, just trolls down so nice and works so perfect for me that I just had to get that same engine again. So
okay.
Really, everything is just the same as it was before. They made one little bitty cosmetic change on the boat, and that's the whole, I mean, that literally is the whole difference. So hopefully when I get it all put together, I shouldn't even feel like I'm changing anything. I should just be able to throw her in the water and fish just like it was still yesterday.
So did this rain we had the last week, did that help things at the landings at all?
Well, it's hard to tell. It hasn't, you know, I think a couple of these heavy rains that we've had just lately, I think are going to be, you know, there's going to be some runoff that'll show up in the lakes. They're not getting any worse, but I haven't noticed that they're getting a lot better either. We were on, we missed out on the really heavy one. We were on Mille Lacs day before yesterday, and we really got nailed by a heavy storm there.
Mm-hmm.
That came through with the thunder and lightning. We quit about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when the storm hit. And driving home from Isle the entire way back to Grand Rapids, it rained the whole time. And the first 30 miles of it was really heavy, you know, that kind of pounding Norwegian car wash kind of rain, heavy stuff. And so I think we might have missed out on that. I know it rained up here, but I didn't see how much it got. And I see a few of the little puddles that are out in the kind of the lowlands as you're driving around the river. Oxbows and things like that now are starting to have a little bit of standing water on them. So one or two more good rains, and then you'd have some runoff.
So what's Mille Lacs looking like? What's the buzz around Mille Lacs now?
We had the report. It's kind of funny. The report was that the fish are biting every place, deep water, shallow water, no matter where you go. And when we got down there, my experience is that was correct. They were biting every place. The problem was there was only one or two of them in each place. So we would go from spot to spot and find these little packs of fish. And if you could see them on the graph, they were biting.
Hmm.
But the problem was that you couldn't find any place that had a really big school of them. You just kind of poked and picked around the best spot that I had. The first place out of the landing we put in down at the cove, and by the time we found our first little reef, we stopped there and picked up 4, and that was the best, turned out to be the best spot of the day. We'd pick up 1 or 2, you know, 4 was the best, and anywhere in between were all the rest of the places. So we had to keep moving a little bit and do a little. We were rigging with leeches and crawlers, and down on Mille Lacs, that gives you a little bit of something to think about because you've got to steer your way around the rocks on a lot of those bars down there. So you back up a lot to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
The fish were there, and so it wasn't a disappointment that we went. I could have picked a little better day for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll maybe give it a try again here in the next week or so. I was hoping to go down there today and try to fish for muskies a little bit, but I think with this wind report, I'm going to skip the muskies and think about bass or some other kind of action-oriented kind of fish, you know, other than walleye fishing hardcore. Just look for another thing to do, maybe some smallmouths, maybe some pike. This is one of those days that I'm going to have my game plan is going to be fluid.
Yeah, that's a good idea, it sounds like.
See how things shake out. And probably the first thing that we catch, if that seems to be what's biting, that's what we're going to be fishing for the rest of the day.
All right, that's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know you had a big graduation. Did we get a chance to talk to you about the big graduation in the family this year, this spring?
Well, I don't think we've mentioned it, but we got the party coming on Sunday.
Oh, you do, huh?
I have an unofficial day off on Sunday so that I can I wouldn't want to be able to miss this. So,
yeah.
Well, it's kind of an exciting time for Annalise. She's jumping into the cold water of the deep end of the pool, I guess is the way to put it right now. Everything else that you thought you knew is all behind you, and you get to start everything over again. She's got lots of big plans, so she's all signed up for Crookston, University of Minnesota. She's ready to go, and the papers are signed. About 8 weeks from now, she'll be on her way.
Oh, that's great. And she'll be 18 on the 4th of July.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Just like that. Yeah. Yesterday, she was 6 years old.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, Jeff, you have a great week. Have a safe week on the high, windy waters, okay?
All right, thanks. Tune in. We'll give you some kind of report on what things look like here after the next couple of days. This is my first chance to do much besides just walleye or dye fishing, so be interesting to see how we branch out what else is going on out there.
Great.
Yeah, it should be fun. Have a good day.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Sundin, he's our early bird fishing guide. We visit with him on Thursday mornings, and you can also get a few tips, some of them that he tells us about Thursday mornings. It's also at his website. That's jeffsundin.com. And if you need a little motivation, you go to that website, you see some of the fish he's catching, then you go, I got to get out there.
That's right.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa, baby, bapa, bapa, bapa. Oh, yeah.
Bing Crosby.